So this afternoon, I'm meeting with two of our stars from the panto, our latest panto, Little Mermaid. And we have Simon and Maria in front of us.
Hello.
And maybe I could ask you to, perhaps Simon, you could start what part you're playing in The Little Mermaid.
Yeah, I'm really excited. This is my first time playing the Dame for you, so yeah.
Excellent. So you played a Dame before?
Yeah, I played a Dame in an adult... adult only pantomime it was.
Okay.
So this is a slightly different. Yes. So I'll have to be on my best behaviour. So.
And Maria, yeah. you're playing our the baddie.
Yes, I'm the sea witch. So I'm Electra, who's a sea witch. So I'm really excited because it's my first time of playing a proper baddie in a pantomime, out and out baddie. It's so much fun.
And you're going to be fabulous.
I just think that the two of you are like the positive and the negative, the opposites in this. You're playing against each other quite a lot during the panto.
Yes. Well, we come together. No spoiler alert, but we come together more at the end. But we're linked a lot, aren't we?
Mm.
So, yeah, absolutely.
Everything that you try to do, you, Simon, try to undo.
Yes.
We curse each other when we're around each other, don't we?
Yes. Yeah. Absolutely.
And Maria, I believe you've been with Over Players for some years now.
I know. I was thinking the other day, actually, my youngest daughter's now 16, so it's 17 years ago, and it was Puss in Boots, and I was a principal boy.
You were,
and Kirsty, who has written the pantomime so magnificently, she was Puss. So, yeah, so it's kind of like full circle. It's amazing. Yes, it's quite a long time, in and out, but I
didn't know that.
I do the Over Players. I'm a kind of solid member now, and I absolutely love it.
It's just a world. It's just so much fun, isn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
And Simon, this is your second show with us.
Second show.
Yes.
And I've waited a long time because we were going to do it in lockdown, weren't we?
It's been written.
Dying. I've been. Yeah.
So you're playing Thalassa?
Thalassa, I believe.
Thalassa, and as a classic pantomime dame, you're going to be
so.
Big and grand.
Oh, yes, darling.
Yes. It's going to be
amazing.
Big
and,
So you played the genie in Aladdin.
Yeah.
Which is almost like typecast because you're sort of, extraordinary on stage. But I think having found us, you've really warmed into this group.
Yeah.
And you really enjoy it.
Yeah, you guys have like been so friendly and I've made some really close friends already, you know, and like you're an amazing tight-knit group, so it's hard. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I felt comfortable straight away, so
that's fantastic.
I was so delighted to come back, you know.
It's really wonderful. This is obviously, we've only literally just started rehearsals.
Yes.
So I know that you're hardly warming up into your character parts.
Yeah. Mm.
But you must be able to see that you know, moving on into December when we actually run the show, it's going to be big, isn't it?
Yeah.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah, I think it's going to be big in the sense that Little Mermaid isn't a, you know, classic traditional pantomime.
Exactly.
And I think that's hopefully really going to bring in the audience, and it's going to be something refreshing.
Yeah.
And I think that's another reason really why I'm excited about doing it.
Because, that's wonderful.
Yeah. I think it's going to be unique, and I think it's going to be unlike, you know.
Every other
I've got some really cool ideas that I think
he hasn't he? Yeah. And the lighting, Andy's lighting plan is really interesting too. Very, 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 very interesting. The colours are going to be wonderful.
Yeah, he's been very secretive about it.
They are.
I can't wait to see it.
Well, thank you both of you. I think we might hear from you later when, in fact, you're more into your roles.
Absolutely.
But thank you this afternoon.
No, thank you.
That's
thank
okay.
you very
thank
much.
You. Thank you.